And we welcome you back to Pella Dutch Live. Andrew Schneider joined by one of the players of the game here tonight, Katie Scheckel, a freshman setter, seven aces, and the Dutch are able to get the sweep over Newton. Katie, first of all, I know you're very nervous to be up here, but what does it mean to be able to be here with the team, to be able to celebrate a big win here at home, and to be able to put things together here and get a big sweep?
Well, the team is just really good to me all the time, and they're always there for me no matter what, and I just feel really comfortable playing with them. And I can always trust them to have my back. Even if a set is bad, they can always adjust to it. And they're just always there to make a good play when we need it.
And you get to see a lot of what's happening on the floor, not only serving, but especially as a setter. Even in your freshman season, you get to see things develop. What was working so well when you were putting the ball up, especially for Mia and Jasmine, who had some big nights tonight?
Well, our passers were making really good passes tonight. I didn't have to run around or chase balls or anything. They got it right to my forehead, and I was able to just give the hitters a set so they could put it away, and they did their job.
And especially it looked like in that last two that the blocking was working as well. What have you guys been working on specifically as a defense, whether it's been the block or it's that passing, and how important is it to this team, knowing that you're young, that you're trying to build that up? What's so important about your defense?
Well, we work on our defense a lot just so that they can get good balls up to me, which it's been helping, and they're able to get good balls to me, and we work on our off-blocker defense a lot so that we can get the balls up if we can't get the block. And just having Jasmine and some of those girls in, like, our middles up to block is very helpful for us because they have a very big block.
So I told you that I wasn't going to ask this, so I'll ask it somewhat differently. A week ago against Norwalk, the serving didn't go so well. There was a lot of them in the net. A lot of them went long. When things were going well against Newton, you had some aces, and the team overall was really keeping Newton off balance. What have you guys been working on with your service, and what is so important about good serving to this team, especially when you were able to keep Newton off balance?
Well, it's really good to have consistent serving when we're going because it keeps momentum. It's hard to keep the momentum going if we're missing serves, and it's just really helpful if we can just keep everything going.
Well, and against Fairfield, when we had the broadcast on 2 weeks ago, and then here against Newton, you had a couple of big service runs yourself. What's that like energy-wise when the team can get something going like that, when you get a couple of aces and you're able to put a team on their heels, especially when it comes like it did tonight in later sets?
Well, it's really helpful when the team is super encouraging. They always encourage me when I go back to serve, and they always have my back, and they're always there for me, and they're cheering me on.
Well, and when you talk about that, you're kind of the newbie here on the team, and there's a lot of new players in new places. How have some of those upperclassmen helped you, especially in a setter role, which is really, really difficult? I know that you've done some training to be a hitter. What's it been like to try and fill that role, and how have the seniors in particular, some of those hitters like Mia and Jasmine, been helpful when you maybe do make a mistake on the floor?
Well, they're always just super positive. They always tell me it was a good set, even when it was not a good set, and they're just always there to put the ball away when I need them to put it away. Even if the set's not bad, they can make something out of it, and they can usually make a point and use whatever I give them. So,
and it's been pretty good so far, so we will mention that. In terms of where the team is at, we're still about a third of the way through the season, but there are a lot of games coming up. You've got a couple of tournaments. There is a big match at Oskaloosa next week. What are some of the goals now after this big win to try and keep this momentum going, knowing that you've got some really tough competition these next couple weeks?
Well, we just got to keep our energy up and stay positive all the time, and it's really helpful when we have the kind of energy on the court like we did tonight, and it's just keeps everything running smoothly, and everybody just has a lot of fun on the court.
And for you then, knowing that this team was so new when we started the season, what are the goals and expectations? Obviously, you watched this team a year ago with your older cousin go through some of those pressures, and there's different pressures this year, but at the same time, I'm sure there's still some big goals. What are those things you're ultimately working toward, knowing that there's still a lot of learning to be done?
Well, we really just want to keep working hard and just keep going as hard as we can and get as many wins as possible. It's really fun when we can get a win on a night like this, and yeah, we just gotta keep pushing.
Katie, you did excellent. That was a great, and I'm not kidding. Andy, you want to give her a thumbs up over there? It was excellent. Katie Scheckel, freshman setter, her first ever interview, period, as far as I know, live here on Pella Dutch Live. Appreciate your time, Katie. All the best to you this season, and I look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you.